Yeah, felt good to get back on the score sheet. Obviously, started pretty well and then sort of hit a little bit of a dry patch or a dry spell. But obviously, always nice to score and good to win as well because we haven't been doing that a lot lately.
And the usual long range special last night.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know what's happened. It's only since I've came here I've started scoring from outside the box. So, yeah, I'll take them any way I can.
Is it the manager's insistence that you must have a go if the chance comes?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's pretty good at all of the way. If it opens up, I've got some lads who can strike a ball there really well. So he says if the opportunity comes and just really back yourself and have the confidence to hit it. And obviously they've been going in so far this year.
Just sum up for us how it's gone for you since moving here.
To be honest, it's been really good so far. Obviously, like I said before, I started pretty well. I've played most of the games since I've came, and that's what I was looking to do. So it's been great for me, obviously, learning every day, learning off the older pros and obviously the staff as well. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed it so far.
That's been the key thing, playing regularly, hasn't it? A lot of people say with players your age, Sean, sometimes they need taking out of the team for a little breather, that sort of thing. What would your response be to that?
As a player, you just want to play all the time, don't you? But obviously, the sports scientists and the manager, they sort of know what's best for you because as a player, like I said, you just want to play all the time. Doesn't matter how old or how young you are. So for me, I'd love to play every game and just play every minute of every game. But obviously, it's the manager's decision and ultimately, they're looking out for you.
Have there been times that you felt a little bit leggy maybe before a couple of games?
It's one of them where obviously you come from playing 23s and you're playing every Monday night and then coming to the Football League and you're playing Mondays, Wednesday or Monday, Tuesday, just playing Saturday, and there's just a lot more games. So yeah, you feel tired, but as long as you're doing the right things off the pitch and recovering properly, and obviously the staff have got stuff in place to help that. So yeah, I feel good, I feel fit. Obviously, just need to sort of carry on and start putting in the better performances again.
Everyone tells us 23's football compared to first team football is really, really different. For someone who's played it and played both in recent times, how different is it?
I think it's just sort of the speed and the intensity of sort of how things happen, and people do things a lot quicker maybe, and there's much pressure to sort of perform, or even just to when you've got the ball you might have a split second more time. So there's differences. Obviously, like, the result really doesn't matter in the 23s, which is probably the biggest difference. And when you play here, you might not play particularly well as a team, but if you get the 3 points, then that's all that really matters. Where in the 23s, you can play poorly and win, and it's not really about that. It's more about performances and how well you can express yourself.
In terms of your loan, am I right in thinking it's until January at this moment in time? Yeah. Has there been any conversation as to what might happen after that yet?
I think there has. Like I said, I'm just concentrating on the football side and letting sort of the staff in Newcastle and sort of the other people sort of talk about that. And obviously, I want to stay and I've really enjoyed it so far. So I'm just concentrating on the football and sort of whatever happens, happens.
So the ideal scenario is if Rafa Benitez is happy, you're happy?
Yeah. And then the 23 staff at Newcastle, whatever they see best for me, I'll probably do their in charge a little bit. So yeah, like I said, I'll wait and see what happens. But obviously, I've really enjoyed my time here so far. So yeah, hoping to stay.
FA Cup this weekend. First taste of it for you?
Yeah, it is. It is. Obviously played in the Youth Cups when I was younger, but never got a chance in the proper competition. So yeah, looking forward to it. I think all the lads are something a little bit different from the league where we haven't been doing particularly well recently. So yeah, I think everyone's looking forward to it. It'll be a tough game. Obviously, I think we're sort of not expected to win, but from the higher leagues, so we've just got to make sure we go there and do everything properly and try and prevent an upset.
It's obvious you're a young man. Do you have memories of the FA Cup that stand out?
Not with Newcastle. They've always struggled in it, really. So obviously go to the games or the Newcastle games, but they obviously haven't been doing, or they haven't done great in it in the years gone by. So I haven't got fond memories of it. Obviously watch it on the telly, and when the finals on and semi-finals on at Wembley, you just think, oh, I'd love to get a chance to play in them games, and this is sort of the first step to doing that.
They made a couple of finals in the 90s, didn't they? What year were you born?
I was 97, so I don't even know. It's bad, but I don't even know what years they were. And I think, did they get beat off Man United one year, was that right?
Yeah, and Arsenal another year.
Yeah, so hopefully for them when they get into it, they can change it, and if we can get through and play them, that would be great.
You're going to have to ask parents and grandparents, I think, about those cup finals, Sean. You're still been in nappies with both of them.
Yeah, I'll have to ask my granda.